Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99 cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Time for the 49ers Rush Podcast. And here's your host, John Chapman.
What is going on, faithful? Coming to you Tuesday. It's 12:45 p.m. Pacific time. I feel like I had to update that with a free agency going, just because if you're downloaded this podcast and listening to it later, this is where we're at. And where the 49ers currently are, let's just be honest, pretty patient. Perhaps too patient, I know, for 49ers fans and for people like myself that are just, I don't know, waiting on pins and needles for the next signing to drop. We're waiting. And nothing's really coming across the wire at all for the 49ers. We did extend George Odom yesterday, the first day of legal tampering. They signed two edge players, which is great, was hugely needed. Yetur Gross-Matos and Leonard Floyd. We do have breakdowns of both of those players are up on the 49ersrush.com and our Patreon channel. So if you want to go check those out, the film, the all 22, what they do well and all those things, that's there. But at the end of the day, with where the 49ers currently sit in their roster, there's a lot left wanting. Now, still day two, a lot of players available. Mike Clay puts out probably one of my favorite chart. I'll put this up on the screen just real quick, and it's probably too much information to even be read on this like site, but I just want to kind of give you a picture of what it looks like. He updated it this morning. These are all the free agents that are still available, and here I should be able to zoom in if I'm a smart person. I went to college, but you guys could kind of see, you know, if we're just looking at huge positions of need, which interior D-line is, you know, that's paramount. That's number one. There are a lot of cats still there. Eric Armstead at the top of the list now, which breaks my heart, and that's not a done deal. I understand that, but you have to operate under that premise. The 49ers don't leak releasing a team captain, four-time Walter Payton Man of the Year, for nothing. Chance he comes back, but you have to operate like that's done. There's lots of other guys that are out there. Calais Campbell is super long in the tooth, but he fits what we need. DJ Reader's the definitely highest upside guy there. That one's going to cost a pretty penny, but there's lots of other guys too that I really wouldn't mind having. Jerry Tillery, reclamation prospect. Adam Butler, I coached him in high school, which was really cool. Damn good players, been a part of a lot of winning teams, pass rushing specialist. Like, there's guys that are there, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, probably the biggest other spot, I know everybody wants to talk offensive line. Offensive linemen haven't moved. There's been no tackles that have really signed at all. And the guards that have signed have been paid north of $18 million a year. 49ers just got outbid. So we don't know if the Niners are actually trying. We don't know that. But the Niners are not in a position to pay $18 million a year for a guard. They don't value that position that much, right? You let Lakin walk, all those that, like, it's not there. There's a lot of guys. But I would argue the nickel corner spot is scary. And my favorite and everybody's favorite nickel corner in the NFL, Kenny Moore, just got signed. $10 million a year, 3 years. Like, I don't know. Niners, I would have hoped, would be fine paying that because it's just been our Achilles heel for so long. But there's still some other guys that are out there. Not a lot of guys. Tre'Davious White, outside corner. Amik Robinson, he could play nickel. Xavien Howard, outside guy. Like, there's some guys that could play those spots. But you jump over to, you know, offensive tackle. There's some guys there, but are you willing to pay that much money? You know, Josh Jones, that's a scheme fit, can't stay healthy. Charles Leno played left tackle. I'd love to have him. There's guys, but I don't think you want to pay the money that it's going to cost for them. I don't know if that's the way. You look at this draft class mirrored with the free agency class. There's a few positions that just have not moved. Wide receivers. Nobody's signing wide receivers at all. Why? Super heavy wide receiver draft. Nobody's signing offensive tackles. Why? One, super expensive like wide receivers, but also very heavy offensive line draft, offensive tackle draft. And so what are the positions that are not deep in the draft? Well, those are the positions that are flying off the freaking board, right? Edge rushers, interior D linemen, linebackers. Like, those are the spots tight ends are signing like freaking hotcakes, even though there's not a, like, there's those aren't in the draft. Not to say they're all gone or they're all bad. Supply and demand. That's the way this whole freaking thing works, and that's where the 49ers currently are. Look, you've got to be able to do your own thing and be able to make everything work cap-wise. The Niners can't be the team anymore that pays top dollar. Last year, I think that they reached and went and paid beyond top dollar for Javon Hargrave. That signing hasn't worked out yet. Probably with the worst starter defensive line-wise in the playoffs. He was terrible. Maybe that, he rebounds from that, but didn't work out. You can't do that again. Can't do that again. And so we'll see. We'll see what that looks like. Let's check in with everybody. I got a lot more stuff I want to get to. Basically, what are the repercussions of where we currently sit in the draft? What's that look like? Break down a little bit more of Yetur Gross-Matos, kind of the good and the bad, with pairing him with our edge class, our edge room. But want to say thank you to everybody. You know, hashtag CCs, you guys are the best. Lester, your scripture was first. Chris, appreciate you guys. What's up, Rafi? The man. Appreciate that. Look at it. He even doing the work for me. He says, like and subscribe, everybody. What's up, Steven? Mosquito Killer, Shot J, Aaron. We got a lot of fun people in the group, and it's fun to have everybody back. The pain hurt after the Super Bowl. I get that. But we're back now. I feel like we got the clan back, and I love it. You guys are awesome. Chadwick, he says, do you know how much cap room the 49ers have left? Absolutely not. Nobody knows. You look at the three sites whose jobs and careers are just on depicting how much cap room's left. They don't know. It's one of the hardest things because none of these contracts are fully guaranteed like baseball. And so, like, for example, you get Yetur Gross-Matos, 2 years, $18 million. The financials get turned into the NFL immediately. You know, how much cap room, all that stuff, and guaranteed and blah, 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 and likely to be earned bonuses. It's just roster construction, signing bonus. Like, it is advanced calculus whenever you look at these. And the contracts don't get leaked unless the player or the agent leaked that. Neither the player or the agent want that to be leaked. Why? Because 2 years, $18 million sounds awesome. That's $9 million a year. But when you break down the financials, especially when dealing with the 49ers, I can guarantee you that is not 2 years, $18 million. He's not getting $9 million a year. It just takes a long damn time. That's one of the things, because as fans, which I'm a fan, I'm not an insider. That's not what I am. I'm not a beat reporter. Don't want to be that. I want to be a fan that loves the Niners. We don't know. We're going blind through this thing. Because do we have $6 million cap room this year? Do we have $20 million cap room this year? We restructured Fred Warner. We know that. We don't know what other players have restructured. And last year, we didn't know until weeks after free agency that several players restructured their deals. So, you know, I wish I could answer your question, Chadwick, but that's kind of where we are. That's rough. That's rough. I don't know. Jason says right here, until Jed York cares more about winning than putting butts in seats. I don't know, John. I don't see us winning the Super Bowl. I get it. We just lost. But I would argue there's Jed York before Kyle Shanahan and after. This is Kyle's show. Kyle has 100% like autonomy. Whatever Kyle wants to do, he's going to do. So I don't think that this is a Jed York issue at all. And, you know, we have spent the most cap in the NFL in like three consecutive years. We have the highest adjusted cap this year, and I know we're going to roll some of that forward, but I don't put this on Jed. And we don't know. It's hard to judge a painting after you just started. Yeah, the roster right now has got some issues, and we're going to talk about those. They're there. They're glaring. There are glaring freaking issues on this current roster. No doubt about it. But we're in day two of free agency, right? This isn't the final 53, the final 90. We don't have that yet. We've got a ways to go. We've got a ways to go. I would love this, Dave. He says, trade for Newsome, the corner in Cleveland. I loved him coming out of Northwestern. He was awesome. They have many DBs. He could use some draft capital. I'm down. You know, Cleveland just traded for another player. I forgot who they got, but Cleveland traded for somebody, I think. Yeah, I'd be totally cool with that. No issues. And yeah, the Kenny Moore signing, the nickel corner, he chose to stay with the Colts. 3-year, $30 million deal, the highest paid nickel in the NFL now. Yeah, that's what it is, man. You know, Feliciano's still out there, Niners Nation. He says, really wish we re-signed Feliciano, brought in DJ Reader. Trent Brown ain't coming back here. We shipped him out. That was like, you know, the very first offseason. They got rid of him quick. Trent Brown ain't coming back for nothing. He will not play through injuries. He's been that way his whole career, which that's his MO. That's cost him two jobs now. He is not even – we wouldn't bring him back for a minimum. But Feliciano's still there, and I do hope we bring him back. I really, really do. Yeah, Invader right here would have won the Super Bowl if Greenlaw didn't go down. 100% agree. Right here. Oh, I like this shot, Jay. I want to bring Hassan Ridgeway back from Texans. I would like that. I'd like that very, very much. But it's going to be hard to do. I know he's a Texas boy. He played at University of Texas. Now he's down in Texans. It's going to be hard to get him out of there. But maybe. Bruce James. We can't have Brindle starting all season. Amen. Brindle's decent. He's a below average center. And it's funny because anytime I post anything about needing interior offensive line help, I get 2 to 3 comments. Brindle's good. Brindle's good. And I'm just like, no, he isn't. No, he's not. No. He is a below average starter at best. There's 32 starting centers in the NFL. You want to put him at 25 or 20? No problem. And people are like, oh, but he was an alternative Pro Bowl. Yeah, he was, because he played the whole time. And he is dependable. He plays a lot of snaps. That's a great thing. I cannot tell you. Maybe I don't like doing negative tape. I really don't like doing negative tape, especially negative tape that targets players, because Jake Brindle's awesome man and a great dude, and he's given the 49ers everything he's got. But let's just be honest. Undrafted free agent, NFL journeyman, in his 30s, he has maxed out his potential, which is a wonderful thing. But golly, he is not a starting caliber center. And with a team that runs the ball as much as we do, whew. Jake Brindle's not good. Not good. I want him on the team, and he's paid like a backup interior offensive line vet. That's what he's paid like. And so we are getting a value on him. But, man, I'm with you, Bruce. Like, it's my number one position of need. Defensive tackle. Our starting defensive tackle is Kalia Davis. Let's get to this. You know, I put this out on Twitter, and maybe this would be able to kind of talk a little bit about our – you know, issues. Oh, shout out to Daryl. What's up, man? Been a member for 18 months on our YouTube channel. Thank you so much for all the support, Daryl. Your friendship, your questions. And if you want to support the show, man, there's lots of ways to do it. But if you watch live on YouTube and you want to join as a member, it helps me pay more attention to your comments, and I read much more of those. But it's a huge way to support the show. So thank you, Daryl. 18 months, you are the best. He says, will Kyle hurt us by not playing rookies in the upcoming year? Kyle's almost out of that situation. That luxury of redshirting everybody, it's about to wave bye-bye.
Did you know that you can now win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks with as little as 4 correct picks? You can turn $10 into $1,000 with basketball, hockey, college basketball entries today on Prize Picks, America's number one Fantasy Sports app. And here's what's great. You can get action on sports on more than 30 different states across the country, including California, Texas, and Georgia. On top of that, you got playoff basketball actions on the horizon, and this is the best place to take advantage of all of basketball's postseason actions. Some of these player props: Nikolai Jokic for over 10 rebounds, Anthony Davis more than 2 blocks, Lillard, 4 three-pointers made. You get to pick exactly how you want to use your bets. So, download the app today. Use code 49ers, 49ERS, for a deposit match up to $100. Again, that's promo code 49ers for a first deposit match up to $100 over on Prize Picks. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99 cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy 5 or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
And let's talk about why. The current starters, these are current players that are slated to start for the 49ers with the current roster. I understand the draft's coming. I understand we're only in day two of free agency. I get it. But listen to this. Ambry Thomas, that's our nickel corner, or Demo is, but Ambry Thomas is outside. And Ambry Thomas has got a lot of good tape. But if you watch Ambry Thomas the last month of the regular season before he got benched, dude got scared of any contact. He would not hit anybody. He would not touch anybody at all. Like, he was terrified of tackling contact in the least. They had to bench him. They had to pull him not only out of the starting lineup, out of the rotation, pulled him off special teams. They pulled him everywhere. He was so bad. You can't move forward. Like, I want Ambry Thomas on the team, but he should be a backup. You know what I'm saying? I have no faith in this guy. He just, every single year, just freaking nosedives as the season goes on. Strength and condition is key, but up here, if you won't hit as a corner on the 49ers physical defense, you do not belong. You don't belong. Kalia Davis is a starter at defensive tackle. Kalia Davis is a freaking starter. We look at how many snaps did he play. And he might be awesome. He had one great tape, and then he had a lot of bad tape. He played 54 snaps before he got hurt. He's got 54 defensive snaps to his name. You can't move forward with that as a starting defensive tackle. You can't do that. D. Winters is starting number 3. And with, you know, the issues with Dre Greenlaw, D. Winters is starting number 2. He's out there every defensive play. Jalen Graham's your starting Sam. They didn't play at all. Jalen Graham played 0 defensive snaps. D. Winters played like 30 in trash time. You can't do that either. And a lot of people kept saying, like, oh, Aziz. Man, Aziz got $11 million. You can't pay 3 linebackers that much money, even if you wanted to move on from Dre Greenlaw, which is dumb in my opinion. You can't pay that much money to 3 linebackers when a 2 linebacker NFL. You can bring somebody, I think, $4 to $5 million. You could do that if they're a special teams player like Oren Burks. But yeah, you need help at linebacker. Maybe the draft's the way to go, but you drafted 2 guys last year you never played. I think you need a vet something. I'd be fine if Oren Burks came back, but after he got just torched to the Super Bowl, he might need a new spot. Do not bring DFF back, please. I do not want that. Jake Brindle, we talked about. No. Spencer Burford, his play's gone down. Good gosh. And a lot of people want to give Colton McKivitz the responsibility for being bad in the, you know, the Super Bowl. A lot of those were on Spencer Burford. And that's when Feliciano came out and said, hey, this is, you know, he threw Spencer Burford under the bus, but it was to save Colton McKivitz, which was correct. Maybe he should have just shut up, but I'm just saying, Colton McKivitz not great. I'm not a Colton McKivitz defender. He's an all right tackle, but I don't want bottom tier starters on the offensive line. Colton McKivitz might be a top 50, 55. Is that where he ranks? There's 64 starting tackles in the NFL. Where's he at? 55? That's not good enough. It's a value. That's not good enough. Spencer Burford had a great rookie year. Not good enough. Not good enough anymore. Not to start. You definitely got to bring in some competition. You just have to. Because it's... And I get it. You cannot have 22 All-Pros and Pro Bowlers. You can't do that. I get it. But, man, get them out of there. Right here, Invader 49er says, I'll be rooting for Nick Sakel to beat Jake Brendel. Nick Sakel couldn't beat Barch out, and they brought Barch back. So, you know, I was at training camp, and I know players can grow. Nick Sakel was the worst center by a mile. He was way worse than Corey Luciano. I have more faith in the undrafted free agent Corey Luciano out of Washington last year that we had. Sakel's done, man. And, you know, I was excited for what he was going to be. I think he's a guard only. That dude's, I don't know. And not that I'm like completely writing him off. But again, whenever I say a player's done, that doesn't mean you throw him to the scrap heap and kick him off the team. That's all I'm saying at all. I'm saying you don't count on them moving forward. I hope Nick Sakel turns it around and can fight his way into, you know, a backup role. That's probably the ceiling of his career for the 49ers in this next upcoming year. But, like, you can't count on him. And there's so many players on this team you can't count on. Can't count on Drake Jackson. Can't do it. Can't count on Odom, who you just paid $5 million a year to play safety. He is, and like, people are like, oh, that's good safety depth. No, it's not. No, it's not. You picked up a dude off the street, Logan Ryan, that was on a cruise. It started in 1 week ahead of George Odom. George Odom is a special teams player only. I get it. He might line up at safety in practice. You don't want that dude in the game. And it sounds like I'm mad about the Odom signing. Not really, but it's like we're talking about $5 million for next 2 years, and he's good at special teams, but we have sucked. Been one of the worst in the NFL at special teams, and he is good. But man, $5 million a year? People over here complaining about Kyle Juszczyk getting $5 million a year, who is also on special teams, everything, and on offense, fullback, all that stuff. I don't know, man. Maybe I'm in the minority there. Bruce, yeah, Brendel is a good backup center guard. That's exactly what he's been his whole career. We asked him to play above his pay grade. Yeah. Corey, he says, as we start to lose players because of the cap, do you believe Purdy can compensate for a diminished roster at $60 million a year? Because I really don't. I'll say this. He's played behind an offensive line that matches that right now. You got to help the offensive line. And we don't know with Purdy. He has not had an offseason. He hasn't had an offseason. His rookie year, that was the draft. He comes in. You know, third quarterback, whatever, getting no snaps with the ones at all, but still outperformed Sudfeld, took his job, right? Then gets hurt at the end of the year against the Eagles. Didn't the entire offseason just rehab. And even in training camp, he got 1/3 of the snaps, was taking days off and all that stuff. This is his first actual offseason where he's getting snaps with the ones. He's not working on the draft. He's not doing the Mr. Irrelevant tour and show and all that stuff. He's not rehabbing his UCL that was torn in his elbow. Man, we don't know. Brock Purdy's been amazing. And anybody that's doubted that guy at any level has been incorrect. And so I love that. Brock Purdy's going to be here for a minute. And I love that. But wouldn't it be nice to see what it looked like behind a good offensive line? Wouldn't that be nice? Because right now, 49ers offensive line is bad. You got one quality starter, one out of five. That's 20%. Now, the starter's amazing. Aaron Banks, not the same after his first injury. Sure as hell not the same after his second injury. You're hoping he comes back. Brendel, we talked about. Burford, we talked about. McKivitz, we talked about. And what's crazy? I think McKivitz is currently our second best offensive lineman. That's how bad Aaron Banks has played since his injury. Now, it's not saying McKivitz is good. I do not believe that to be the case. John, how about Kevin Zeitler? Yeah, he's long in the tooth, but man, huge upgrade. He would be our second best offensive lineman the day he stepped in. Very, very mean player. I like him a lot. I really do. Joe, he says, John, so which center in the draft could we do to fit our system? There's three of them. Jackson Powers Johnson, he's out of Oregon. He would be ideal. He'll probably be gone before pick 31. Graham Barton, he probably will be right there at 31. Played left tackle almost his whole career, but did get five starts at center for Duke. Smart player, mean, nasty, fits our system. He could play five positions for the 49ers. He is a 49ers picture perfect Kyle Shanahan, you know, Chris Forster type guy. He'll be right there at 31. Zach Frazier's my personal favorite. He is a center only prospect, probably could play guard. He's the best fit. He's the meanest. He's the nastiest. He is my favorite four-time state championship wrestler. He'll probably go early 40s. Now, I've got full breakdowns up on all three of those players I just brought up. That's on the 49ersrush.com. If you want to go check up, as soon as you sign up, you get access to all of it. Just go down to player breakdowns. You'll see, you know, Yetur Gross-Matos. You'll see Leonard Floyd. And then we got all the draft guys. That's up there. You got guys that fit. Go get them. If you want to get tackle early like most other people do, awesome. If one falls, Tyler Guyton, great. Jordan Morgan's there. Don't take him in the first round. He's a guard. He might play right tackle for us, but he's Jalen Moore with upside. They're the same damn player. We got a Jalen Moore at home. Get a difference maker that could actually start, right? And back to the question earlier, is Kyle Shanahan going to play these rookies? You got to. This team, you draft a defensive tackle in that first round, he's starting. He's starting. You draft a center or a guard or a tackle, man, they sure as hell better be starting that first month of the season. You want to give them 2 to 3 weeks? I don't mind that. Rotate some series. Go get them, man. Yeah, right here, my man JC says, I think drafting should be center, defensive tackle, nickel corner. I'm with you. You throw offensive tackle in there for sure if one falls, but what do you do if one's not there? What do you do? Now, I'll say this. Refresh. Just make sure no new news. There's no news, which has been kind of the last 48 hours. I tweeted out before free agency that, you know, the next 48 hours, this 49ers team's going to look drastically different. Wrong. Wrong. Same. But different, but still same. Anyway, somebody got that reference, hopefully. But like, listen to the end. The draft is, gosh, it's deep. First, second, third round, you can get players that can play right away. Right away. Here's what I put out on Twitter. Like, that second round, I know the first round's going to get a lot of target, and we're going to spend a lot of time with that. No doubt about that. That second round, man, whew, there are so many perfect fits. And part of me is just like, trade back at the first, trade up at the third, and try to get three of these cats. Because listen to this. Yeah, offensive tackles in the second round range. Patrick Paul, Houston, Kieran Amagaji. Love those two fits. They're a little bit more project guys. I don't want them going in the first round. Like, they're second, third round type guys. But because of the premium position, it's going to push them up second round. Interior offensive line. I like both of these guys more than anyone that is available in free agency. Cooper Beebe. Ah, oh, freaking love that dude out of Kansas State. Plug and play starter, right guard done. Christian Haynes, plug and play starter, right guard done. He's week one. He's there. Corners, oh my gosh. There's two great nickels that I love in that range. Mike Sanrastil out of Michigan would be perfect. Max Melton out of Rutgers, perfect. Niners have met with both those guys. Defensive tackle. In a John Chapman perfect world, you would get Byron Murphy out of Texas in the first round. I don't think he falls that far. Currently, he's the number 16th overall player on mock draft database. I've seen some people have him in the top 12. I've seen some people have him on the back end of the 20s. But defensive tackle, you're seeing what defensive tackles are getting paid. That's a premium position in today's NFL, especially guys that can rush the passer. He does it as well as anybody. I've been asked by a few people to do a breakdown, and I want to do that for Texas defense, because they have not one but two defensive tackles. And this leads me to my second round defensive tackle targets. I got four of them. Braden Fisk, workout warrior, one of the best combines I've ever seen from an interior D lineman prospect, but the film matches out of Florida State. Tavondre Sweat, he's the second defensive tackle, huge, 360 pounds. So I'll do a breakdown with both those players. We'll kind of split duties there. Rook Arroyo, however you say it. I think it's a row is the way you're supposed to announce it. It's three rows, which he's awesome out of Clemson. And then Chris Jenkins, you know, who's related to the old, you know, stud Steeler, another Michigan guys. I got two Michigan guys on here, and Wayne's not even on the show. I hate that, but that's targets. You know, those are second round guys at huge positions of need that I fully expect could start. The tackle's probably not early. Both interior guys could start. All the nickel guys could start. All the D-line guys could start for us. Boom, right there. We'll see how that goes. Man. Daryl, right here. JC, take a look at Mason Plein for our tight end two or three. That's an issue now, too. And I didn't even include, you know, the starters. Braden Willis is our starting tight end two. Starting tight end two. Charlie Warner went and got $4 million a year. I've been telling you guys all year that freaking he's awesome and that his tape has been great, and you know I've really enjoyed, you know, watching him grow, and that dude went and got $4 million a year. 49ers might get a seventh round comp pick for him. Now if we're sticking just with comp pick conversation for the future, the 49ers have signed two players at 10 to 9 million a piece. We've lost four players. Isaiah Oliver doesn't count because we cut him, but Sam Darnold gone for $10 million a year. That wipes out, you know, that cancels the compensation pick formula for Leonard Floyd. So those two cancel out. We lost Cleveland Farrell. Don't know the numbers on that yet, but probably going to be close to what we paid for your tier gross models. That cancels those out. So then we got two more guys. Javon Kinlaw, don't know those numbers, but I'm guessing probably 6 to 7 range, a 6 to 8 range. That would be a 6th round comp pick. And then we're talking Charlie Warner for $4 million. That would have been a 7th round comp pick. So that's there as well. So if you're trying to look at just, hey, what do these things look like as far as, you know, what we're going to get next year? Currently, if you're trying to find something positive about the 49ers not being as active in free agency, well, guess what? We've got a little bit more, you know, stuff next year for compensation picks. I don't know what else to say about that. Now, Daryl, real quick, I looked up on our draft guide, which we did 250 plus players. Mason Plein went on there. I did a little research online, and man, he's way down the list, my brother. Fordham, which we've got a Fordham player anyway. He's 367 overall on mock draft database. So you're talking priority free agent. So probably he'd come in and compete with Cameron Latu, a practice squad type guy. But I haven't studied film on him. Just did a brief search, and that's what I came up for him. Probably not going to have time to get to somebody that's all the way down at 367, but I'll do some research and see what I can find on him. David, my man, appreciate this dude. Thanks for the super chat. Lots of depth in this draft. Trading back looks like our best option. I ain't mad. I would not be mad at all. I really wouldn't be upset. If you get three of these guys, trade back, trade up. Now, the 49ers haven't moved much. After the Trey Lance trade, they said, no more trades. They had one trade and two drafts. And that was to jump up a little bit in the third round to get Jair Brown, which paid off. Yeah, I'm totally cool with that. Unless a stud falls in that first round, you know, you get a stud tackle. You get a stud defensive tackle. You know, because I think there are some guys, you know. There's two defensive tackles that if they're available, you take them in the first round. Byron Murphy, who I've talked about, I think he'll be long gone. But Jerzon Newton out of Illinois, he's currently the 23rd rated player on mock draft database. Again, I'm not trying to give a lot of credence to that site, but in my opinion, I think it does the best at pulling, which is what they do. They scan the internet for where all these ESPN, CBS, NFL, Athletic, PFF ranks all their players, and they just compile that list. Jerzon Newton, man, he's there in the first round. You take him. One of the tackles is there in the first round. You take them. But what if they're gone? What if they're gone? I don't think that there's a true edge that warrants a first round pick. I don't. And plus, you just signed two. So edge, I'm kind of removing from first round consideration, which that's good because this draft doesn't have them. But, you know, again, let's just go through real quick. Here, I'll throw this up on the site. I got way too many ads on here. But yeah, let's just look, okay? If we're just looking at players that could fall, right? And let's just start at 20. Let's just arbitrary number. I'm just throwing this out there. 420 Savage, I'm going to get to your question in a second. Brian Thomas, wide receiver, LSU. Freaking stud player. Yeah, makes sense. Luxury pick, so no, probably for me if he fell. Amarius Mims, tackle, perfect fit. Injuries are a major issue. Dude got injured at the combine. He's been injured his whole career, and he got injured running at the combine. Not saying that getting injured at the combine means you can't draft him, but whenever somebody has injury concerns galore, doesn't seem like a Niners guy in the first round, I want to be honest with you. Even if you look at the players that they just brought in, Leonard Floyd, Yetur Gross-Matos, availability is key. I just don't see it. Maybe if he fell to 31. Cooper DeJean, yeah, the corner out of Iowa, would love that pick. Oh, my gosh. That solves so many issues. Demo moves inside. He starts day one. Troy Fontenot, Washington, yes. Jackson Powers Johnson, yes. Jajon Newton, yes. Chop Robinson, I don't like his tape as much as everybody else. Crazy speed rusher. It's a luxury pick now, but man, still could use him. Kick Yetur inside a little bit more. Yetur Gross-Matos. Tyler Guyton, sure. Kool-Aid Ministry, Niners met with him. Yeah, for sure. No problem. Adonai Mitchell, no. Probably not. I love him. A Texas wide receiver, but probably not. Graham Barton, yes. Talked about him. Xavier Worthy, Niners met with him. Shanahan would love it. I'm going to say no. Darius Robinson, edge. It's a little too rich for me right there. I think he fits that Yetur Gross-Matos thing. It's not a bad pick, but, you know, and one of the players that keeps rising up my ranks, Ennis Rakestraw Jr. He's a perfect slot corner. Is it worth the first round pick? He could play outside, but I think this dude could be the best slot nickel corner in the NFL week freaking one. You want immediate impact? Golly. Mark me down, baby. Go get it. You know what I mean? Keon Coleman, wide receiver, not the biggest fan. Jordan Morgan, I don't want him. I'm not that I don't want him. I need to do some more tape. I think he's a guard. Maybe he could play tackle in our scheme. But, man, I watch him. I'm just like, this is Colton McKivitz, man. This is Colton McKivitz with less upside. I need to hold off judgment. I need to watch more tape. I'm not a fan yet. Sure as hell don't want to spend it on the first round. You trade back, you get him. I'm totally cool with that. Ladd McConkey, he's awesome. Wide receiver, though. We got three stud wide receivers. And so, like, that's where we are. And then Zach Frazier, Kingsley Suamatia, you know, out of BYU. These are the guys. That's what's available with that first round. And so, again, you know, trade up. If one of the tackles falls, sure. Outside of that, no. If one of the defensive tackles falls, maybe. But you can get a stud defensive tackle in the second and third round in this draft. You see what I'm saying? So you're always trying to kind of balance. How do we get as many plug-and-play players? I think that you can legitimately walk out of this draft with two clear, defined starters in the first and second round. Two of them. And that depends also on what happens in free agency. And we still got a lot of time. And I know it's day two, and I know we're not happy, and the patience, and right, like, could be better. We're not where we need to be currently. We're not. Right here, 420 says, Jalen Graham was awesome in preseason, sideline to sideline speed. I'm hoping he develops as a starter. The dude was the biggest splash play player for the 49ers and the opposing team. Every play, he'd have an amazing play, and you could see where it fits. But he's a transition safety player that just takes time. I think the Niners like him, but man, I mean, he never made any ground over DFF, Curtis Robinson, D Winters, none of them. He never, zero defensive snaps. So I don't know. I don't know. Invader says Graham will be the week one Will linebacker. Wow. He didn't even take snaps at Will. He took snaps at Mike and Sam. So if they're going to change his spot, I think maybe Sam is a possibility. Sure as hell not Mike with Fred Warner there. But he's never even played Will for the 49ers to this point. So maybe they change his position and have him and D Winters compete at that spot. I don't know. Maybe. I'm not disagreeing with it. Not disagreeing with it. Pete says, we will not address offensive line until the fourth round. We didn't draft one O-lineman last year. God, that was stupid. Oh, is this right here? Niners Nation just says, Cleveland Farrell got a one-year, $3.75 million deal. I've not seen that anywhere. Not saying you're incorrect, but if that's the case, his injury might be worse than we thought. Damn, that is cheap as hell. We will not be getting a compensation pick for that. That's not even a seventh this year. It was like 4 point something was the cutoff. So, yeah, if that's the case, just lost that comp pick, which next year we're not going to be getting the comp picks that we are used to, accustomed to. Bruce Jones, trade up and get Christian Haynes in round two. I would love it. I would love it. I would love it. Invader Niner, got to develop a line for a year or two. Yeah, we've been developing Colton McKivitz for 6 years. You know, Jalen Moore, 4 years. Nick Sakil, 3 years. I mean, we're developing them. They're not developing. Which could be, you know, you want to put that on Chris Forrester or whatever. I don't know. They're not developing. You know what I mean? They're not improving. Juke says Odom needs to take a pay cut. He just got extended. Ah, man, we outpaid for that one. If Armstead doesn't resign, Niners need to pick up defensive tackle Sweat out of Texas second round. I love him. I love him. Pete, he says our next right tackle will be named Roger Rosengardner. Ooh, I like this. You know, you look at Washington guy, offensive tackle, 6'5", 308. He was quick too, 4'9 in the 40. Yeah, he was a fun player. Good all around. 22 years old, academic honor roll. I mean, he's done everything. He was a high school basketball player, all state. I mean, he's awesome. And he played all at right tackle. So, yeah, Spencer Brown and DJ Humphreys are kind of my comps for him. I do like him. Let's look and see where he's going as far as just, you know, mock draft database and all that stuff. He's going 139. That's where his ranking is. So you're talking, man, the 49ers have picks 124, 131, 133. So usually tackles always get pushed up. So you might not be able to wait till the fourth to get them. Third round comp pick, that might be the spot. Or actually, we just have our original third round pick, 94. That could be a spot for him as well. I like that. I like that. Yeah. And right here, David, I love this comment. Undrafted free agents, they're overrated and more concerned with the draft. You can't count on undrafted free agents. You really can't. Sometimes you get a Matt Breida. Sometimes you get, you know, the cat we had last year that we let go at corner, DeSean Jameson, who was awesome. You know, sometimes you get Jordan Mason. Sometimes you get these guys that can live up to Aziz. He was an undrafted free agent. Manuel Mosley, undrafted free agent, right? Sometimes you get these guys, but you can't count on them. And the Niners are better with undrafted free agents than almost anybody else out there. And maybe somebody comes out of, you know, a spot we weren't looking or we weren't counting on that's on our practice squad currently. Spencer Wakey at defensive tackle. Maybe somebody can step up. I don't know. Man, we'll see. We'll see what happens. We'll play with that. Right here, don't we have 2 third-round draft picks? We do not. This is a huge misconception, and people keep sending me mock drafts. We have 1 third-round pick. We had a comp pick. We traded that for Chase Young. Jimmy Garoppolo got injured, which would have been a third-round comp pick. No, he didn't get injured. He just got benched because he sucked. And now I'm going to get all these Jimmy G hate mail things now. Dang it, why'd I say that? Live show can't edit that out. but would have been a third round comp pick, but Jimmy G was terrible, got benched, and so playing time's huge. Our draft picks, we've got one first rounder, 31 overall. We've got one second rounder, 63 overall. We have one third rounder, 94 overall. And then we got three fourths. Yeah, comp pick, we got screwed. That's just the way it goes. Yeah, right here, Frank, I agree with this. Interior offensive line, massively overpaid right now. It's huge. But the NFL is a matchup league. Who's getting paid the most? Defensive tackles are, man, everywhere. So how do you stop defensive tackles? You get guards. They were neglected forever, and there's not that many good ones. Niners got none. And, man, I would have thought Aaron Banks was going to be the guy. And I think you move forward thinking he's going to be the guy. But, man, he had such a good start to this year. I would say Pro Bowler, easy, after 3 weeks. Then he got hurt. Wasn't the same sense. I hope he gets healthy, man. I know he had a kiddo, and I like him. He's got a lot of good tape. But, man, you look at those past 10 games, including Super Bowl and playoffs. Yikes, bro. So I don't know. I don't know what to say there. I want to be really high on him and just be like, yeah, at least we got the left guard. I don't have a lot of confidence there. I really, really don't. Texans just traded a seventh round pick to the Bengals for Joe Mixon. So that's where that is. The Texans or the 49ers adding a defensive tackle, Jordan Elliott, baby. 2 year, $10 million deal. I love this dude. He was the tackle that I had ranked right after. He was out of Missouri. I remember this dude easy. Right out of Missouri, Jordan Elliott. He was ranked behind Javon Kinlaw for me. Has not had that great of a year. So you're talking 2 years, $5 million per year. The 49ers have just added a defensive tackle, baby. I freaking love it. This is huge. Now, let's talk about him. And I'm going to go find my draft write-up on him. Let's see. Because I did a lot of work. And I was like, he was one of my most common drafted players that year for the 49ers in mock drafts. You know, he's much more of a pass rusher than a run stuffer. So what do we go back to? 2020? Is that right? Yeah, 2020 NFL draft. I got to go back to the John Chapman draft book, baby. Which, man, it's fun going back and looking at all these guys. Let's see here. Jordan, not Jordan Love. There's a lot of Jordans. Jordan Elliott. Here we go. Let's get to him. Nope, that's not him. There we go. Jordan Elliott. He was out of Missouri. I had an early second round draft. This is my 2020 before he played one snap in the NFL draft choice. Draft write up on him, right? 6'4", 302, 32-inch arms. He ran a 5.02 40, so he's got some speed. Athletic and smooth. 2 year starter, transferred from Texas. Hookle, baby. Had 18 tackles for losses. Not a huge sack production guy, but was always in the backfield. Had 5.5 sacks his senior year, or his last year. I don't know if he was a senior. Insane athleticism and body. Looks like a tight end playing interior defensive line. No bad weight on him. Might have the highest ceiling of anyone at the position. This was Brown, who went to the defensive tackles that year. Brown went to the Panthers, which was in the Yetur Gross-Mottos film I just broke down, which was fun. Then you had Kinlaw. Then you had Jordan Elliott. Those were the three, and Raekwon Davis. It was a terrible defensive tackle class, and, you know, 4 years after the fact, it lived up to its expectation. It was bad then, it's bad now. Lateral quickness is insane. Not the best at the point of attack. He's not an anchor guy, but isn't a liability there. Pass rushing stud, could be an 8-sack guy. Ideal build and style for today's NFL. My player comparison was Nathan Shepard with a higher ceiling. He was my third-ranked defensive tackle right behind Javon Kinlaw. Right behind Javon Kinlaw. Now, let's go look at some of the stats that Jordan Elliott, the newest signed 49ers player, they're going after needs. Is he a starter? Man, he might be a starter for us. He shouldn't be. They got him in the third round. He fell a lot more than I thought he would. He started 35 games in his career. The past 2 years for Cleveland, He started all 17 games in 2022, and then he started 14 out of 17 games, but he played in all of them. So he has not missed a game in the NFL. Same thing with he in 4 years, he hasn't missed one game. He has played in every damn game. What are the 49ers like? They like durability, man, especially on those lines. And I can't stand Colton McKivitz. I can't stand Jake Brindle. But come on, man. They all play. They all play. And so, hey, I'm over here screaming from the mountaintops how bad defensive tackle is that Kalia Davis has started. This dude's starting over Kalia Davis. So now we got a new starter. That's huge. Check it off boxes. Slow and steady wins the race, right? I don't know about that. But that's currently where we are. Now, if you look at his stats, they're not great. He's never had more than 2.5 sacks in a season. The pass rush that I love seeing in college has not translated. And as soon as I finish this live, I'm going to download some tape, but I'm going to do a breakdown of, you know, Jordan Elliott over on the 49ersrush.com. But, like, let's look at these. You know, if his rookie year, he started one game. Sophomore year, started 3 games. Started all 17 in 2022, then 14 games he started last year. 4 passes defensed, 5 career sacks, not good. 98 career tackles, 8 tackles for loss, 10 quarterback hits. Not a lot of that's not promising. 326 career special team snaps. That's huge. I do like that. Now let's go look at his Pro Football Focus numbers. Let's see what we got for Jordan Elliott. This is fun, baby. Hey, 49ers got another guy. Is this a sexy signing that's going to be like, oh, yeah, this is our defensive tackle of the future? Hell no, it's not. But this is an NFL caliber player. Like, it's a caliber. Going from Kalia Davis, 34 career snaps at defense, to Jordan Elliott, that's an upgrade. Is he a Hall of Famer, Jorge? Hell no, he's not. Is he a Pro Bowler? No, he's not. Worst case, this would be your number 3 and 4 defensive tackle. But because the Niners, terrible position, now we're talking, you know, he's a rotational guy that could start. He started a lot of games, you know, 31 games in the past 2 years. All right, let's look at his Pro Football Focus numbers just from this past season. You know, the most snaps that he played in any game this year, 43 against Cincinnati. He played 32 snaps against Indianapolis, 31 against Houston. He's a 25, 30 snap a game guy. My assumption is this is going to be the Kinlaw role. He's a different type of player than Kinlaw, but he's that third defensive tackle. That's what the Niners want him to be. I don't think the Niners made this, and the money would say he's not being brought in to be the Eric Armstead replacement. So calm down with all that stuff. That's not what's happening. I like this comment right here. Elliott started 14 games for the Niners, registered all that stuff. Blocked a field goal. There we go. Bruce, I live in Ohio. I watch a lot of Browns game. He's a solid fourth DT, better than Givens, right? That's what this is. This is a Maurice Hurst, Givens, 3-4 defensive tackle. I don't think that this would adjust the 49ers draft plans at the defensive tackle position. Still a first-round target for sure, for sure. But this is, I don't even want to put this up there. Elliott has better knees than Kinlaw. Well, that's, yeah, let's do that. What's up, Big Papa? Appreciate you, man. He says, this year, hashtag CC, hashtag C Chapman. I like that. Let's see here. His PFF score is not great. 47.3 overall. His highest grade is pass rush, right? That's what I said on the, you know, saw on his college tape, 63.9. That's good. 13 pressures. Man, he didn't have any additional quarterback hits from Pro Football Focus. Missed tackles, good. Only 3 of those. 12 solo stops, like that. Now, if we look at the rest of his career, 2022 was his best year by far. He played 700 snaps that year, 21 pressures, 18 hurries, and 18 solo run stops. So there you go. So, you know, we got to see the tape. I got to dive in. Is this a needle mover? No, but golly, you're talking about a position where you had one defensive tackle on your whole damn roster that played before. One. That's what it is. And so we'll see. We'll have to see what that looks like. Now, golly, everybody talking about Debo switching numbers. He's been tweeting that out and teasing it. If you switch numbers in the NFL, you got to buy out all the former jerseys. So there we go. Matt Maiocco just said, is a possible replacement for Arik Armstead? No. I mean, he could start right now. If we're playing a game right now, he would be starting. There's no doubt about that. Not a huge pick. Not a huge signing. You didn't pay a lot. It says 2 years, $10 million. That's five per. But promise you, when the numbers come out, it's not going to be that much. This is going to be a 3 to 4 year with some, you know, bonus pay and all that stuff. I want to do a little bit more research and dive into this. But before we jump to that, right here, man, you want to watch the breakdowns? You want to support the show? This is the best way to do it.
I am so excited to announce our new platform launched, the49ersrush.com. We've been active on Patreon for years, and we're still going to keep that community going. But the49ersrush.com has everything Patreon offers and a bunch more. You want to watch player breakdowns? Guess what? You click that. It's filtered based on players. You want to see Javon Hargrave, what he brings, some CMC tape broken down, Ayuk, Jair Brown. We've got hundreds and hundreds of tapes on. Now, you want football 101. You want to learn scheme. Guess what? We've got every single offensive, defensive, special team snap. Head over to the49ersrush.com. Sign up. Join the community. And plus, we got a 7-day free trial. So,
all right. Let's see here as I pull up just anything I can find on this kid. You know, we look at his measurements in his workout at the combine, 6'4", 302, Maurice Hurst, Kalia Davis. Is, I mean, it's the same guys. They have this defined role. 6'4", 302. You talk about, he's got big hands, 10 1/4 inch hands, 5'02", 40, not bad. 27 vertical, that's not great. 24 reps in the bench press. You know, Marcel Darius, Sharif Floor, Devin Steele. These are some of the player comps over on Mock Draftable. So what does this mean? 49ers seem to have shifted a little bit, and they are in the back-end roster building of their section, you know, of free agency. This is what they've done in the past. They go get 1 to 2 big signings, and then the rest of the signings are just kind of fill that roster. Fill that roster. Is Jordan Elliott starting week one? I would say no. I don't think he will. I'd say probably a 30% chance, right? 70% chance they go get a defensive tackle the first, second, third round. That starts. The goal of Jordan Elliott is not to be the starter, just like Yetur Gross' mottos. You just got to get somebody ahead of him. Maybe talk Arik Armstead into staying once he sees what's out there for him, or you draft somebody. I think those are the only two ways to look at this signing. But good Lord, are the 49ers better with Jordan Elliott or worse? They are better. Defensive tackle was the most shady position on this team after before today. Now, you at least got somebody that can play. They started 31 games the past 2 years. The Cleveland's defense pretty damn good. So their defense has been better than ours last year, not 2 years ago. So we'll see what that looks like. Yeah, Arik right here, because he's fully developed, he doesn't have much athleticism to grow into. His skill set is set. We don't say that about everybody else that comes in here, but going from Cleveland, you know, and working with their what's his name? Awesome DC that always destroys Kyle Shanahan. Like, it's a similar position, so it's not a big learning curve. Chris Kucerik maybe could get something out of him. Who knows? It's a little bit different style because they're just penetrate. We do a little bit more control the O-line, control your gaps, all those different things. So, yeah, we'll have to see what that looks like. But, man, oh, I feel a little bit better. A little bit better. Not great. It's not a home run signing. I'm not buying a Jordan Elliott jersey. But, hey, this is something. This is something. Now, I'll say this. Everybody in the chat, I love it. It's animosity time because everybody's not getting their favorite player signed. I get the frustration. And I'm not saying you got to look at everything cherry and, you know, rosy cheek like I do. But, hey, You're getting something. You know, you're getting a better player. And in today's NFL, everybody wants to just make everything Madden and you go sign the best player and all that stuff. That's not what it is. That's not today's NFL. 49ers have the most players, the most all pros, the most Pro Bowlers on their roster returning. You got to fill it with some of these guys. And we lost a lot of them. But I'm excited about this. I'm excited to jump into the film. I don't think it's going to be anything that like drives us crazy, but you only had one player that played defensive tackle in the NFL before this. Now you got two. Ideally, he would be the fourth defensive tackle. Probably going to be our third. I don't think he's our second. I don't think that's where he is. So 49ers still got some more moves to go. But I'm going to jump off. I'm going to close this show down. I'm going to go break down some film. And I'll have that up on the 49ersrush.com here in the next hour or two as soon as I get that done. But until next time, the Niners got a new guy. Signed three defensive linemen in 2 days. That's good. Still got some work to do. Till next time, stay strong, faithful.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HourEnergy.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HourEnergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.